This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy, most satisfied customers 11 years in a row. Maybe it's time you called Red Energy on 131 806. And welcome, everyone. It is time to do a little footy tipping. It is producer Jane Neild in the studio. So great not to have a computer screen in front of us this week, ladies, with Caroline Wilson and Corrie Perkin. Tipping last week, of course, we've still got those bye rounds. So, Corrie, you did pretty well. You tipped four last week. You tipped the Cats.
I know I did. but honestly, like, what happened this weekend, Jane? Richmond, Caro. Oh.
I know.
Yeah, I actually tipped West Coast. So, Caro, you were looking at me, glaring at me down that screen when I did that. But, yeah, Corrie, you had a good one with Hawthorn. Happy team there, beating Sydney. We all got the point for the draw between North Melbourne and GWS, which no one in their right mind would have predicted. Any thoughts on that one, Caro, before we keep tipping?
Oh, well, I mean, the story out of that game was the dreadful crowd and Tasmanians. Were they voting with their feet against North Melbourne's presence in Hobart? Just over 3,000 people. Daniel Lloyd missing everything to have won the game. North Melbourne blowing a big lead. I love the draw, and I hate it when people say we've got to get rid of it, but no one would have been happy with that result. Mm.
And, of course, the Saints, and we in our main episode did speak at length about your comments about why perhaps the Saints did lose that game, but losing to the Crows by 6 points, which you and I tipped the Crows, Caro. So, Caro, you tipped 3 and I tipped 4 as well. Well done to everyone in our tipping competition. Let's get cracking, of course. Jeff Kennett, for one, has been very vocal and very cross about the fact that there will be no games in Victoria this weekend coming up for round 14.
There will be one game in Geelong. No games in Melbourne.
Of course. Sorry, Melbourne.
And no crowd.
But yes, Tasmania. Let's see if they flock back to the games with the fixture ahead. So kicking off Friday, June 18th, the Cats, as you mentioned, down at Geelong, taking on the Western Bulldogs. Who, Caro, and by how many points?
Geelong by 10.
This is a great game. What a shame nobody's going to be there in the crowd. I'm saying Geelong by 20, Jane.
I'm going to go the Bulldogs by 3 points. Saturday, June 19, the Gold Coast Suns taking on Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide surely can get over the Gold Coast, who have been one of the disappointments of this year.
Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide for me. Those Kangaroos, like you said, that very lost opportunity. Blundstone Arena taking on the Brisbane Lions.
Which is Chris Fagan's 100th game as coach, Corrie.
Go Lions!
I think that... it's a great song, isn't it?
The old
Marseillaise. I told you I watched Casablanca again recently. Oh, when they all start singing it in the Harry in the bar, in Rick's Cafe. Lions for me. Lions for me.
Lions for me as well. The GWS Giants at Giants Stadium taking on Carlton.
I am not singing the Giants song.
I'm tipping the Giants though.
I am too, but I'm not singing.
I love this song.
I know everybody loves me singing.
Makes
me think
of pirates.
I'm just drawing the line.
It's a brilliant song.
I'm going to tip the Giants as well. And on Sunday, your Hawks, Corrie, taking on Caro's Brendan's Essendon at the University of Tasmania Stadium.
We are on a roll. Mr. Will, Pete, all members of my family, Harriet, whoever barracks for Essendon, bad luck, kids. Hawks are back in town.
No, Bombers will win that one.
Oh, no, they won't.
Bombers for me as well. That pretty much wraps it up. Of course, the round 14 bye teams. The Crows, Collingwood, after that incredible goodbye to Buckley win. St Kilda having the bye. Sydney, Dockers, Richmond, Melbourne and Eagles all not playing. So be very interesting to see where the fixture goes after this week, where the restrictions ease in Melbourne and Victoria. Caro, are you getting any mail on that? Or you think we might still be another couple of weeks before seeing more games with crowds?
I think the AFL are confident that they'll start introducing crowds the following week. Geelong, I think, have a few games at home coming up and they will push very hard, being a regional team, to get crowds the following week. And I'm a bit surprised they can't get any this week. But we need, if you can get 25% of crowds at a venue here, I think we should have the games back in Victoria.
Good luck with your tipping, everyone. And ladies,
don't shoot the messenger.
Messenger. This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 11 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy? On 131 806. And Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world.
Hello, it's Stavros from O'Brien Real Estate. Want to know what's happening in real estate? Join me on Under the Hammer. Market trends, boom suburbs, and what to do if you're buying or selling. We've got it all on Under the Hammer.
Red Energy's podcast lifestyle series, available from wherever you get your podcasts and the SEN app.